Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Sholes. Today we have one of my absolute favorite traditions at the Folktale Project, and that is the annual reading of The Legend of Stingy Jack. It's an origin story, for those of you that haven't heard it, of the jack-o'-lantern. And it's a story that I just, like I said, I absolutely love. And I hope you enjoy it. And I thank you for every year indulging me as I bring you this tale. And this is The Legend of Stingy Jack. Stingy Jack was a miserable old drunk who loved playing tricks on anyone and everyone. One dark Halloween night, Jack ran into the devil himself in a local public house. Jack tricked the devil by offering his soul in exchange for one last drink. The devil quickly turned himself into a sixpence to pay the bartender, but Jack immediately snatched the coin and deposited it into his pocket, next to a silver cross that he was carrying. Thus, the devil could not change himself back, and Jack refused to allow the devil to go free until the devil had promised not to claim Jack's soul for 10 years. The devil agreed, and 10 years later, Jack again came across the devil while out walking on a country road. The devil tried collecting what he was due, but Jack, thinking quickly, said, "I'll go, but before I do, will you get me an apple from that tree?" The devil, thinking he had nothing to lose, jumped up into the tree to retrieve the apple. As soon as he did, Jack placed crosses all around the trunk of the tree, thus trapping the devil once again. This time, Jack made the devil promise that he would not take his soul when he finally died. Seeing no way around his predicament, the devil grudgingly agreed. When Stingy Jack eventually passed away several years later, he went to the gates of heaven. But he was refused entrance because of his life of drinking and because he had been so tight-fisted and deceitful. So, Jack then went down to hell to see the devil and find out whether it was possible to gain entrance into the depths of hell. But the devil kept the promise that had been made to Jack years earlier and would not let him enter. "But where can I go?" asked Jack.
"Back to where you came from," replied the devil.
The way back was windy and very dark. Stingy Jack pleaded with the devil to at least provide him with a light to help him find his way. The devil, as a final gesture, tossed Jack an ember straight from the fires of hell. Jack placed an ember in a hollowed-out turnip, one of Jack's favorite foods, which he always carried around with him whenever he could steal one. From that day forward, Stingy Jack has been doomed to roam the earth without a resting place and with only his lit turnip to light the way in the darkness. And that is the tale of the origin of the jack-o'-lantern, the legend of Stingy Jack. I just love this tale, I really do. I can see it all happening. I love these stories where somebody thinks they're getting the better of someone else, and lo and behold, they end up getting the short end in the end. And this one, the fact that it's the devil that does the tricking doesn't detract from it at all. In fact, I think it makes it a little bit better. This is Dan Sholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Next week, we'll be back with 3 new stories. And thank you again so much for indulging me in this. And have a happy Halloween. And of course, as always, thank you so much for listening.